Hallelujah. We're live. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God bless those of you that are tuning in or have tuned in live for this prayer. Starting next month, God willing, we will have a prayer bank. You will be able to call in live for your prayer, for someone to pray over you. It won't be me, but it'll be other soldiers, other members of the body of Christ praying for you, and you'll be able to call in live during our prayer, during our prayer time. So I'm looking forward to that. Be praying for us. That I believe that the Lord has done this. I believe this is His will. There are a lot of people that need what we have in this house. Amen. And I can't thank you enough for sending us your prayers. They've been coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. And I'm asking you to keep them coming and coming and coming and coming. Amen. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. So I need you to do this for me. I need everybody to lift your hands. Whether you are watching now or you'll be watching later, do it anyway. I need you to lift your hands. Someone blessed me last night. They said, Pastor Ben, I've listened to your to the prayer online. He said, and sometimes I go back and listen to it again to make sure I didn't miss anything. Amen. The people are listening to these prayers. They're listening. See, we done got so spoiled and said it ain't nothing to us, but somebody never had this. And they're listening. I want you to know that we're here for you. This has been mandated by God for us to do this for you. I need you to repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I love you.
I bless you.
And I thank you.
Forgive me
of any sin, any unrighteousness.
If there is anything
in my heart,
in my mind,
in my actions,
in my atmosphere,
that does not please you.
Remove it.
Remove it.
Remove it.
In the name of Jesus.
And forgive me
of all sin
and unrighteousness.
I repent.
I turn around.
This day.
At this time.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God willing, the same time next week we'll be in Hawaii. Amen. For prayer, I don't know how to live. I don't know if we're going to do live prayer, but we'll be in Hawaii. We'll work it out. Amen. But be praying for us. God is with us. Amen. I need to make sure that we're praying for the people that are still in China, that are dealing with the situations in China, the coronavirus. From what I heard, it's man-made. From what I understand, that virus is man-made, and it may possibly have even been an attack. Amen. So we need to keep them lifted up. If you believe in Christ, we pray for you right now. If you are seeking after Christ, we're praying for you right now. You are not alone. The people of God are praying with you and for you. If you are in China and you are a member of this house, your house is praying for you. If you are a member of SOC and you are in China, contact us. Contact us. Let us know so we can make a point of calling you out and putting your name above the throne in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let's get started, baby.
We have Wanda Scott.
Wanda Scott. And what we want to do is, someone brought it to me last night, if we would not mention their last name. But unless they want to mention, if they don't specifically say mention my last name, we don't want to get anybody in trouble. Because sometimes they're praying for spouses and other people, and they don't want to be. But we will say your first name and where you're from if we have it. And so, what's the name, baby?
Wanda Scott.
Wanda Scott.
From Kennesaw, Georgia.
From Kennesaw, Georgia. What's up, Georgia?
She is calling for her daughter, Venencia Scott. She's been dealing with a deliberating disease for 4 years. It hinders her energy.
Oh.
Her breath, her ability to breathe.
What's the daughter's name?
Venencia.
Venencia. Mama, give me a little touch right here. Venencia. Amen. Venencia, this prayer right here is for you. And anybody that's dealing with what you're dealing with, Venencia. Anybody that's dealing with what you're dealing with, Venencia, this prayer is for you. I need y'all to stretch our hands up toward me. Stretch your hands out toward me as I stretch my hand out toward Venencia and her family that has to support her through this.
Yes.
Venencia. We command healing and deliverance over your walk, over your atmosphere, over that situation, that demon that has attacked you. First thing I need you to do is not claim it. I don't want you to say my this. I don't want you to say my that. I don't want you to say my, because see, when you're doing that, you are, believe it or not, you are actually speaking in agreement with that. Do you understand? You cannot say, I have. You say, this has attached itself to me, or this has attacked me, or I'm dealing with this. But don't claim it. Even if you're experiencing it, don't call it yours. Because as long as you call it yours, it's yours.
Amen.
What we speak out of our mouth is what dictates what happens in our atmosphere. You keep calling your kids losers. Guess what?
Jesus.
You ain't never, you like your old drunk daddy. Guess what? You like your old crackhead cousin. Guess what? You keep speaking those things over those kids, and then you're surprised when their life turns out the way that it did. Stop speaking those things over your life and over the life of others. So I need you to stop claiming it, first thing. Second thing is, I need you to give it to God. Father God, there's nothing else I can do with this. So I'm giving it to you. I need something for my nose. I'm giving it to you, Father. I'm giving it to you, Father. Whatever your will is, make it happen in my life. I am agreeing. What am I saying? I need you to start agreeing with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's not God's will that you are debilitated. Yes. It is not God's will that you're dealing with what you're dealing with. That's not God's plan for your life. That's the enemy's plan for your life. And some, they're in the Bible. Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest. Sometimes God will allow things to happen so that he can bless you in front of somebody else. Maybe he wants to bless you in front of somebody else. Maybe he wants somebody to see what you went through so that they can be delivered by your deliverance.
Amen.
So we pray deliverance over your walk from this moment on. We pray healing over your walk from this moment on. And your parents and the loved ones that are praying with you and for you, I need you to reach your hand out and agree with me in the name of Jesus, and then agree with God that this is not his will for your life, and you are commanding healing by the power of Jesus, by his blood.
Amen.
Hala Osaria. Who's next?
This is from Francis for Laura.
From France?
From Francis.
Francis.
For Laura.
Laura.
Laura's been dealing with something they don't know of since 2019.
Uh-huh.
The symptoms are tightening of lungs, sensation of being choked, witness the spinal tap complication.
It's a spiritual attack.
That's what they said.
It's a spiritual attack. You ain't got to name no more. Okay. That's a spiritual attack. That's the enemy that has attacked you, because there's something about you that they don't want get into the spirit realm. Your connection with God.
Yes.
That your connection with God. Look at God. Your connection with God is what they're attacking. Look what they did to Job. Job didn't do anything. And look how it was a spiritual attack. We are commanding in the name of Jesus that God will break that spiritual attack. It's not yours. It's not yours. It's not yours. They are trying to attack God through you. It's not yours. Don't claim it. Don't accept it. Don't fix your mind. Don't make your mind. It's not.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm just going to settle in. This is the way it is, and that's just the way it is. No!
No, no.
It's not yours. It's a spiritual attack. It's attack on God through you.
Yes.
Let me tell you, God is a big God.
Yes, he is.
He can fight that battle. Yes. And the battle is won if you give it to him. Listen, it's not yours. Don't claim it. Just like the prayer before this, don't claim it. Yes. You've got people praying with you now. The Bible says, where two or three gathered is this. One can chase 1,000. Yeah. Two can put 10,000 to a flight. We can run off some spirits.
Yeah.
We can drive off some demons.
Yeah.
We can drive off some demons.
Yeah.
When we get this phone bank, I want you to call in so some of our prayer warriors can call for you. We'll let you know. Give me her name, the daughter's name again. Laura. I need you to repeat after me. Point the hand this way. And anybody that's dealing with spiritual attacks like Laura, I need you to point your hand this way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you because you are worthy and you are righteous. And Father, there is no battle you have not won. There is nothing that you cannot do. And I command in the name of Jesus that the chains be broken. The chains must be broken so that Laura can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I command that the chains be broken so that Laura can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover in the name of Jesus. We fight the good fight. We do not stop. We do not quit. We do not give in because we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We are on the front line and we will not quit because greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. You have victory, Lord. Claim your victory and watch God heal you. Who's next? I need this covered up. Please send me up. Too many of y'all over there. Somebody come over here and cover this up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. She needs to reconcile with her best friend. They had a disagreement.
Yes, Shelly. I remember. This is from last Sunday?
I don't know.
Or is this a different one? Okay.
Okay, that's the first part.
Yes.
Then she has a prayer for those who are saved.
Yes.
Or unsaved. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We have Oren, Matthew, Blake, Bud, Mandy, Angie, and Long.
Give me the name again. The kids, the list.
The list.
Uh-huh.
Oren.
Matthew. Hold on. Oren, Matthew.
Blake.
The first child.
Oh,
that first one, they know better.
Okay, these are unsaved.
Yeah, I'm saying that first name that you gave me,
Oren.
In the spirit, then Oren, you know better.
Okay.
You know better, Oren. What's that?
Matthew.
Lift him up, Lord. Go ahead.
Blake,
lift him up, Lord. Lift him up. Lift him up, Lord.
Bud,
lift him up, Lord. Lift him up.
Mandy.
I need you to listen to this prayer, Mandy. Mandy, I need you to listen to this prayer. You need to be what God has called you to be. There is an anointing on you, Mandy. You need to do what God is going to. Woe unto them that cause my people to err. Are you aware that when you go away from God, when you turn away from the knowledge of God and other people turn away because you turned away, you fit into that woe category. If your life or your lifestyle causes somebody else to turn away from God, you fit into that woe category. The Bible says woe. That means great trouble, great sorrow.
Yeah.
Woe unto them that cause not people to err. Another scripture says it is better that they be drowned in the depths of the sea with a millstone, a big old millstone hang about their neck than to offend or cause someone that once followed me to stop following me, because the blood of Jesus died for those people that were not following him so that they could. And if you are standing in the way of the blood, destruction. Unless you repent and turn around.
Hallelujah.
With the names. Angie. Come on, Angie. Come on, Angie. Come on, Angie. Come on, Angie. Do what the Lord has placed in your heart to do. Come on, Angie.
And long.
Those are for the unsaved. Let's, all of those, when, some of those, they, some of them know God. Some of them know God. You are responsible for what you know. Even if you don't do it. Even if you don't do it, you are responsible. Cain was responsible for the gift that he gave to God. Even though he gave God an unacceptable gift, it's not because he couldn't, it's because he knew better. He just chose to do different. And he was punished for such. You are responsible for giving God what God has commanded you to give him, not what you think God ought to have, or you don't care what he wants.
Thank you.
We pray for that family. What's the mama's name?
Mandy.
Mandy's the mom.
For the list?
Yes, for the list.
Shelly sent the list.
Shelly, you keep praying for them. Shelly, we got to pray that if that's the Lord's will for you to be separated from your friend, Because sometimes when the Lord comes in and he wants to take you to a new level, you can't take everybody with you.
Amen.
Sometimes the Lord will allow them or give them an offense towards you to break them away from you so that he can take you somewhere else. And so you might want to ask God, Father, is it your will that we be apart, or do you want, because if you've been praying for this a while and it ain't happened yet, it may not be God's will for you. That don't mean that that person is not saved. That just may mean everybody can't go up, everybody can't go with you. Some of your journeys are just you and God.
Yes.
This might be one of them.
Yes.
So pray about that before you pray about that.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, her second list. These are for the backslid.
Yes.
We have Joey.
Joey.
Matthew.
Deborah.
Hannah.
Justin.
Daniel.
And Barbara. You know! The Bible says, he that knoweth to do his Lord's will and do it not shall what? Be beaten with many stripes.
Yes.
God's many, not your many.
Yes.
My many might be 2 or 3. God's many might be 2 or 3,000. Many stuff. Maybe your health is failing. Maybe your finances. Maybe things are going. Because if you know, God's not going to bless you so you can stay out of him.
Right.
He's not going to make a way for you to stay unsaved, to stay lost. If you knew God, you are responsible for what you know. It is better for you to have never known him than to know him and to go back from him.
Yes.
Whether you're listening to this prayer now or later or not, I'm going to pray for you anyway. In the name of Jesus, Father, those people that know better and are not doing it, Lord, this period of grace that they now experience, this moment of grace that we are now experiencing, whatever it takes. Can I say whatever it takes?
Whatever
it takes, Lord. Whatever it takes, Lord. Push them to the wall so that they will not lose their soul.
Yes.
It is better that they lose their life while in Christ.
Yes.
They lose their soul running from Christ.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Who's next?
Erica.
Our Erica. Amen. Amen.
Okay, so this is for her brother. He has a mass on his brain. He's going for his MRI on Saturday.
God can shrink that mask.
Yes.
God can do amazing things. God can do amazing things. And what's his name?
She didn't give it.
Erica's brother, Lord, you know his name. Erica's brother.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, and then for her dad, he's going for a prostate biopsy on Monday.
Amen. God bless you. We are going to be praying for you. This may be a blessing for you.
Yes.
This may be a blessing for you. However it works, we're going to pray that it works out in your favor in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. Go ahead, baby.
Her mom's going to the cardiologist.
Her mom just joined the church not too long ago.
Yes.
She's going to the cardiologist. Amen. I've dealt with heart issues. God can heal a heart issue.
Yeah,
it ain't none better, for God, it ain't none better thing.
Yeah.
God can just, and it's done. Ah!
Yes.
And it's done. Doctors have been wondering, what happened?
Hallelujah.
That's what they wondered about me.
Yes.
What happened?
Yes.
What happened? God happened.
Yes.
Call God happened.
Yes.
Why are you not crippled? Because God happened.
Yes.
Why are you not a drug addict? Because God happened.
Yes.
Why are you not an alcoholic like your daddy? Because God happened. God happened. God happened. That's why. Because God happened. What happened to you? God happened to me. Let it happen to you. Amen. What else we got?
That's just for that, for Erica.
Amen. What else? Come on.
Mother.
Oh my God. This is the prophet. This is the woman, the lady that dreams dreams. And they happen. God pours dreams into her and it all happens about spiritual dreams. Florin, Natalie, I'm praying for that soldier. I'm praying for, what's the mom's name again? That's okay. I'm praying for your mom. She's in Austria?
Romania.
She's in Romania. Her mom is in Romania. I forgot that this girl got a memory like her. Woo, Lord.
Yeah.
Romania. La Otaxenia. It is just as easy for God to send his prayer, his blessings to Romania as it is to Hawaii, to Japan, to Cleveland, to Detroit, to Long Beach. It is not a problem for God. God is everywhere. When God says it's done, it's done. We're praying for your mom in Romania that God will restore. That God will replenish.
Yes.
God will fill her fortify. Yes. God will strengthen.
Yes.
And God will bless her.
Yes.
She is a soldier for the Lord.
Yes.
And we are covering her by the power of the Most High God.
Yes.
La Roshaki Estonasa, in Jesus' name.
Abigail's
Benjamin, who is praising God. Wait a little, Benjamin. Is he all right, Abigail? Oh, the prayers, when the prayers went up, the healing came down.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When the prayers went up, the healing came down.
Yeah.
God,
hallelujah.
Tell me what God can't do.
Hallelujah.
He said, I heard you before you called, and I answered while you were yet speaking.
Yeah.
Before you could get the prayer out your mouth, he had already sent an angel to take care of that. He's just waiting on your request.
Yeah,
sometimes God's just waiting on you to ask. He said, they have not because they ask not.
Yes.
I'm asking for everything that comes through my little peanut head. Lord, if it's your will, give it up. If it's got my name on it, I want it. Even if it's just to give it to this baby, it came through my hands. Now it's yours. Amen. If it's got my name on it, I want it. I'm asking. Oh, I don't want to ask the Lord about that. Well, shame on you, because I'm asking. Amen. Even if I got to ask for you, I'm just drooling and dripping. Amen. If I got to ask for you, if it's in here, it's out here.
Amen.
Amen. I'm asking. Amen. What else we got?
We have Crystal.
Crystal. Yes. Yes. My wife's friend. Growing up best friend. Amen.
So we have requests for prayer for the family.
Yes. Yes, she had came out of cancer.
Yeah.
She was cancer free and then remission.
Yeah.
It came back. But I'm telling you, the Lord has delivered people from cancer in this house.
Amen.
And to my knowledge, ain't none of it came back.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. To my knowledge, none of the people that were in his, one of them was his wife, none of the people in here that we have prayed over that had cancer has come back.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's been a minute.
Yes.
And so I'm praying for Crystal, whether you're listening to this or not, but there's some of you out there who have had remission. I'm telling you, it is not because you failed. It is not because God, it wasn't a real blessing. It's not because of any of that mess that the enemy puts into your head. Do you know you cannot stop thoughts, all thoughts from coming to your head?
Right.
Just because a thought pops into your head don't mean it's your thought.
Amen.
The enemy loves chittering, chatting into your head. He loves doing that. You don't have to claim every thought that runs through your mind. Sometimes you're like, where did that come from? That should be your cue that wasn't your thought.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Wait a minute, why would I think something like that? That's not me.
Yeah.
Exactly. It wasn't you.
Amen.
I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. That is not my thought. And you give it back. The enemy wants to say you are not healed. You say, but God says I am. Listen, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? If God says you are healed,
amen,
you must agree with God, even if you don't see it.
Yes.
God said it.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even if you don't know where it's coming from,
yes,
if God said it, can God lie? Can God make a mistake?
No.
Is God ever wrong?
No.
So if God tells you you are healed, even if you don't see it,
yes,
you're here. Because see, God sees everything at once.
Yes.
And you're sitting right here. Your healing is right here.
Yes.
God says, oh yeah, there's your healing. You're walking right into it.
Yes.
There's your healing. I'm not healed. But God says, no, keep walking. You'll see it.
Yes.
I'm not healed. No, God said, there it is right there. I put it there. It's right there. This is a walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
God said, keep stepping. You got to keep walking.
Yeah.
Whether you see it or not, it's irrelevant. If God said it's there, it's there. You ain't seen, most of us ain't seen Hawaii, but you bought the ticket anyway.
Yeah.
You packing right now because you believe it's there.
Yeah.
You done spent all kind of money because you think it's there.
Yeah.
You going to hop on a plane and you ain't driving, going to take you somewhere.
Right.
You got more, listen, you got more faith in a pilot than you do God.
Yeah.
You got more faith in somebody you never met than you do the God that you claim you serve.
Yeah.
If God says you're healed, you're healed.
Yeah.
Agree with God. And then start walking in your healing.
Yeah.
They told me I wasn't going to be able to walk by the time I'm 30. I was running track for a while. And my daughter, I used to walk miles. Mm. I forgot all about what they thought.
Right.
Because it just didn't matter.
Amen.
I knew my God. If you get out that nitroglycerin, your heart will stop. Boom, 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 but I'm still going. I'm like, everybody, baby, I just keep on ticking. I just keep going.
Amen.
Because my faith is not, you can say what you want to say, that's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm. But my God had something else to say.
Yeah.
And if I got to choose a side, that's the side.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. They dead and gone. I'm right here.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I ain't seen none of them since, I ain't seen none of them. I don't, yeah. I'm still, I might be praying for one of them.
Come on.
You understand?
Amen.
What's next?
We have Vicky. She just had a stroke. She's expected to pass.
Vicky, let me tell you, and whoever's praying for Vicky and with
the
Vicky,
Warhammer.
The Warhammer. Oh, that's one of our online soldiers. Amen. Warhammer.
Amen.
Let me give us some oil. Vico Sarico, me, yes, I know. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. What was the girl's name?
Vicky.
Let me tell you something, Vicky Warhammer. Let me tell you something. Sometimes people are tired when they go through this battle. It'll wear you out. It'll wear you out from the inside out. If she chooses to be healed, God will heal her. If she chooses to stay, God will allow her to stay. But sometimes we want it more than they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all understand this? Sometimes we're so selfish when it comes to things like that, because I don't want to be left alone. I don't want to not be with you anymore. There's some things I haven't got straight with you yet. There's some things that I, but you never think about the person that's dealing with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're ready.
Yeah.
You're not ready.
Right.
Amen. But whatever the case is, we're going to put it in Vicky's hands.
Yeah.
And if you want God to heal you, you ask him to heal you.
Yeah.
And it is done in the name of Jesus.
Name
if you want God to bring you to recovery, you ask and it is done. Only Vicky is over this request.
Yes.
Between her and God.
Yeah.
If you're ready and you're ready, let the Lord do what the Lord wants to do. Yeah. Sometimes the Lord wants, he wants his kids to come home.
Yeah. Come home. Yeah. Yeah.
He wants his grandkids to come home. Same time. Amen?
Amen.
But Warhammer, you keep on. I pray for your strength. Whatever God's choice and Vicky's choice is, I pray for your strength in the Lord. Amen.
Also from the Warhammer, it's for Mike that his heart would soften during this time because he's still unsafe.
Mike, I don't know if you'll ever hear this message. Before I pray for Mike, Ryan, I need you and Abigail to get in touch with Tony. So when we come back from Hawaii, we need information to go look for her son. I need y'all to work on this. So when we get back from Hawaii, detective, we need to go find her, see if we can find her son. Can y'all handle that?
Yes.
Amen. I don't want her to think we forgot. We haven't.
Right.
Amen. But the Lord has some things that he has some things that need to be done first. And in the meantime, we're gonna go and see. Let the Lord will lead us to her son.
Amen.
And bring him back to Christ.
Amen.
Give me that name again.
This is
also for Warhammer, Mike.
For Mike. Warhammer, that his heart would soften at this time. He's still unsafe.
Let me tell you something. You are either gonna accept Christ now, or during the 7 years.
Amen.
Either because based on what John said in Revelation, there are more people during the tribulation that accept Christ than they accepted Christ when they had the opportunity to accept him in peace. If you want to be one of them, you don't believe the 7 year tribulation is real, you don't believe you're going to be going through anything, you don't believe the Antichrist is coming, you think you're a big dog, you think you got it, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But your life will be much better.
Amen.
If you accept him now,
yes.
Then wait until the proof is in the pudding.
Yes.
And you have nothing. You want to walk around wondering where your next meal is coming from, hiding from the enemy, you getting your head chopped off and waiting under the altar while we're at a wedding feast and going through all this. If you want to do it the hard way, if you want the hard eight, that's on you. But you better listen while the listening is good. We're in a period of grace. This is time for you to get it right. This is not grace for you to keep messing up at the last minute. Some people say stupid stuff like, well, I'll get it right on my deathbed. You may not have a deathbed.
Right.
You might have a helicopter crash, a boat wreck, a house explosion, a bullet to the head.
Yeah.
People go to bed and wake up dead. They don't know what happened.
I got you.
I'm going to get it right on my last day. Today, the Bible said tomorrow is not promised.
Right.
Today might be your last day.
That's right.
The day you hear my voice,
yes.
Harden not your heart. Whenever you hear this message, not just Mark,
Mike.
Not just Mike, but whoever knows better, whoever this applies to, the day you hear these words come out of these lips, the day you hear Christ speaking to you, harden not
yes.
your heart. Because it's going to come to a point where God's going to say, you know what? Do your thing.
Yes.
I'm going to meet you on the other end.
Yes.
I don't want God to say, I'll meet you. We'll settle up later. Hmm. I don't want God to say, we'll settle up later. It's like when your mama used to say, when we get home.
Yeah.
I don't want mama to say, when we get home. No, mama, no. What you want me to do? No, mama. Oh, here's another one. You will tell your daddy.
Ooh.
Now, I know they don't do wait till your daddy get home. Now, I know they don't do that today because that's out of style. But it was very much in style when I was growing up. Oh, when your daddy get home, we're going to see it. Oh, mama's like, uh-huh. You sitting in that role, I can't reach you now. But you going home with me, and we're going to settle up then. You know what? I don't want, amen, all right, amen, amen, amen. Flashback, y'all. Woo! Bobby Weaver, amen. Who else I got, baby?
This is from Linda.
Linda.
For her husband, Dennis. She wants prayer for his low self-esteem.
Dennis, stop being hard-headed.
And for his poor perception of God.
Dennis, I know you know.
Yes.
And you know you know. Stop being hard-headed. They used to tell me a hard head make a soft behind. Stop being, what does that mean? That means you act like you don't know, but thank you. You're going to find out the hard way that you didn't have to do it that way. You could have just followed the instructions and did it right the first. If you don't have time to do it right the first time, how are you going to have time to do it over? If you can't, if you don't have time to do it right the first time, and remember, you're only here once. The Bible says once appointed unto man to die, and after that the judgment. You're not coming back as no porcupine, no bag of weed. You're not coming back as no turkey. You're not coming back as no buzzard. None of that stuff. When you leave here, that's it. When you leave here, you are going before the presence of God. When you leave here, you're not going to be laying in the grave, waiting on there. You ain't grave or nothing. When you leave here, you're going to meet the Lord.
Amen.
And wherever state you were, when you left here, it's where you're going to wind up.
Yes.
So don't be thinking, you know, I got all this time, because you might not have as much as you think. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I'm funny now. I keep telling my wife I'm funny. I know I'm funny now, but you better listen to this. You better listen. You may not have another chance. This word may be your last word.
Amen.
Okay, so this is from Sean.
Sean, my Sean. Our Sean in Hawaii?
No.
Okay, a different Sean. Okay.
This is a male.
Male Sean.
The subject is the restoration of his marriage.
Yes.
He's been married for 15 years.
Yes.
They have a recent separation.
Mm-hmm.
She's tired of feeling neglected.
Yes.
Sean's a correctional officer. He'd be irritated at times. He's wanting rest. He played a lot of video games. So she got cool on all that. They're in South Carolina. It takes a year for you to be separated before a divorce. He doesn't even know if she wants him back.
Let me tell you something. When you are dealing with those types of spirits where you work, where he works, spirits attach itself to you.
Yes.
And he may not even be aware of the spirits that have attached itself to him. And he's acting out of the spirits that have attached itself to him. When you're in a correctional facility, there's all kind of things. And you're dealing with this day after day after day. And if your prayer life and your Bible life and your relationship with God is not strong enough to eject those spirits that attach itself to you, then you wind up in situations like this. Now, for the wife that is praying and for them that are separated, listen, I need you to do this before you pull the plug. I need you to do this. Because that might be your ministry. That man might be your ministry.
Yes.
Listen, that might be your ministry.
Yeah.
God may have put you together because he knew it was coming and he wanted you to help bring him back into relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
So I need you to keep him in prayer. Anoint your hands with oil. If you don't have one, email us, call us, and I'll send you some. Get you a tallit if you don't have one. I'll send you one. And anoint yourself first. And then anoint whatever area that he's in. Touch his hand. You need to cover him because they may be unaware. You may need to pray those demons off his back. So that they will come to the light and see, wait a minute, what am I doing? They may be completely oblivious to what's happening to them. It's like a frog when you put them in lukewarm water and turn up the heat. They don't recognize it because they adapt. They just keep adjusting to the heat until next thing you know, they're cooked. They may not even be aware. This is not an excuse. This is just for you. They may not be aware. Give them an opportunity. Fight for them in the spirit before you pull the plug. Make sure that this is God's will before you do it. Yes. Because sometimes God knows they what you want them to be. But sometimes God didn't put you with them because that's what you wanted. He put you with them because that's what he wanted.
Yes, amen.
When God put two people together, it's not necessarily for your comfort.
Yeah. Right.
It could be because God's got something that needs to be done. God put Pastor Sandy and his wife, me and my wife, for one of the reasons, for S4C.
Amen.
Because without them two, he and I couldn't have done it.
Amen.
Amen. This is good, right?
Good.
Don't dump him yet.
Amen.
Don't dump him yet. He may be dump material to you, but it may be somebody God still wants.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Who else we got?
We got a few.
Rachel.
For herself. She wants conviction and discernment.
Rachel, in the name of Jesus, whenever you listen to this, put your hand up here. So Rachel, in the name of Jesus, we pray that God will move the things that are trying to divert your attention, that are trying to deflect, that are trying to, what is it when you call them things? Distractions. They're distractions that the enemy has put it in your atmosphere to distract you from your purpose. We're praying that God will remove the distractions, whoever they are, whatever they are, so that you have a clear path.
Amen.
And it's your job to fight the distractions in the spirit. What else we got?
Rob, for his salvation, and that he would see the truth of this world.
Keep praying for him. Don't let him go. Keep praying for him. Keep praying for him, because you may be the only hope that he has. Keep praying for him. We'll pray with you. If you need some soldiers to pray with you, let us know. We'll have somebody to keep in touch with you. We have prayer soldiers for men and women. We'll have somebody to keep in touch with you to pray with you. Let us know. Let us know.
Yeah. And for their son, Kai, he's seen the halftime show at Super Bowl, and she needs that scene wiped from his eyes.
Oh, my God. I thank God I didn't see it. I saw snippets of on the news, but I didn't see it. It was just, what I saw was just a mess. We rebuke the thoughts that the enemy would try to use to brainwash and inundate this child. Yes. Father, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and not just this child, but any child, and not just the children, but anybody that the enemy spewed this poison in their mind. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And this is what they do. They add the poison to music, because music is the only thing that can enter into your mind that you cannot control. You cannot stop. Music can enter in without your permission, and they add the poison in with the music, and now you're fighting to get things because how many times have you been a song will pop in your head and you weren't even thinking about it, or you can't get the song out your head, no matter, you got to play it out of your head. And so they inject poison with the music so that they got the beat and the poison.
Yes.
Y'all understand?
Amen.
Satan, he's clever, but God is better. Yes. Amen.
That's
the end of that one.
That's prayer for Candy.
Candy.
Her family put their dog today down. He died of cancer.
Oh.
So they just want comfort.
Because I believe that there are animals in heaven. I don't know if dogs have souls, and then the Bible doesn't talk about that. I don't know nothing about that. All I'm saying is that I believe that he's got horses and chariots. Something pushing that chariot.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I don't think it's no gas engine pushing that. I think something's pushing that chariot that he's got up in heaven. Listen, I believe God's got, and so whether they go to heaven or not, but the peace of God be with you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Peace, music, The music of God will give you peace. The music of, if you play praise and worship music in your house and in your atmosphere, that will bring you peace. That will bring you peace. If you play it in the atmosphere, that will bring you peace. 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 Because remember, music enters in, and the peace of God can push that other stuff out. Amen. And cleanse your heart and your mind. Let me say something to somebody that sent me an email, and I thought it was awesome. They are mad with God. They think God is unjust because way back in the day during the time of Noah and all that God sent them out to kill children and animals. And they think God is hard and God is this. Let me tell you something, knucklehead. During that time, there were Nephilim. And the Nephilim had affected everything. Every piece of flesh, birds, animals, ducks, dogs, everything Nephilim had affected. It had went into everything. And if you don't kill the source, the Nephilim, it will go back. It will reproduce. And so God, the children were children of Nephilim. And so if God didn't have the Nephilim killed, that's where the flood came from, to kill the flesh that the Nephilim were living in. He had to destroy the flesh that the Nephilim were living in. God loves babies. That's why you're still here. God loves babies. God kills the enemy, not what he's created. God did not create Nephilim. And God does not want his children poisoned. And those Nephilim could have affected someone else. And so they were killed because God was trying to cleanse the earth. Do some research. Study. Stop speaking just because somebody else stupid put something stupid in your head and now you're trying to carry it on.
Amen.
Amen. What else you got?
This is from Danae.
Danae. Is that our Danae? Okay.
Her mother's in the hospital.
Hala Danae, the Lord said, first you get yourself right. Mm-hmm. That way you can go lay hands on her.
Yes.
We're going to pray for her. But you need to get yourself right so that you can lay hands on her.
Yes.
You need to get you right.
Amen.
So you can lay hands on her. That's your mama. You need to get right. You need to. If you don't get right for you, get right for somebody.
Amen.
You don't want everybody in heaven except you. How many sense does that make? La isolo kosaliano. Si she can know. Does she say what her mama's name is?
No.
We pray for her mom.
Yes.
We pray relief and peace and healing and deliverance
Thank
over her mom.
You. Thank you, Lord.
Let it be done according to your will for her life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, so we have Renew.
Renew.
Uh-huh. She's a single mother of three in India.
Gokosanyasa. Yes, yes.
For asthma and hypertension.
Yes, you got three kids. I know you stressed.
Also, three children to be
healed
and ready for the rapture.
Hallelujah! I need you all to raise your hands this way. Renew.
Renew.
We are praying for you.
Yes.
Come on, y'all say renew.
Renew.
We're praying for you.
We're praying for you.
And your children.
And your children.
And their salvation.
And their salvation.
And your atmosphere.
And your
And your family, that God will strengthen you and encourage you
and lift you up
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Renew, I'm praying that God will encourage your heart. I know it's a tough job. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. It's a struggle. But greater is he that's in you than anything that is in the world. God said you are the greater of anything that the enemy can do. Keep your family covered in prayer. Keep them anointed in prayer. Keep them. Get you some oil and a tallit and pray over them if you can. If you don't, email me. I've sent plenty of stuff to India. I'll send it to you. But in the meantime, we're sending our prayers to India.
Amen.
We're sending our prayers to India.
Amen.
And not just Renew, but those that need what Renew is asking for, we're sending our prayers. What else we got, baby?
We have Petra.
Petras. Yes. Where are they from? Does it say? They don't say. If you all could tell us where you're from so we'll know what part of the world we're praying for, we would appreciate it mucho.
We're praying for healing and deliverance.
We're praying
and relationship with God.
Healing and deliverance and relationship with God.
Yeah.
God is the great healer. Let me tell you something. When that woman in the Bible had the issue of blood,
yeah.
and she touched God's tzitzi. She touched the hem of his garment or the tzitzi. Where is it? Where is mine? Where's my tzitzi?
That was it.
Right here. I'm used to the colored ones. Amen. There we go. With the dots on them. When she touched his hem, his tzitzi, his garment, this was his garment, she was made completely whole.
Yes.
What am I trying to tell you? You need to touch God's garment. You need to get as close to God as God will allow. You need to bury yourself into God. You need to bury yourself in God so that God can completely heal you.
Amen.
That's how you can touch his garment, by burying yourself in the word, burying yourself in prayer, getting as close to God as you can, playing the worship music, singing the worship music, getting into the word, following Christ, and God will deliver you from all.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
And your family.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Esther. The parents are asking for complete healing.
Yes.
Painful health issues.
Esther. Esther, in the name of Jesus. The parents, the loved ones of Esther, in the name of Jesus. Point your hand this way. Ikala Isha. I'm praying for whoever's children that are dealing with pain and sickness. Parasha. God has called Esther. God speaks to her. God reveals things to Esther. Y'all need to listen to her. Because Esther belongs to God. She is a direct child of the living God. You need to let Esther tell you what she sees in her dreams. Does it say where they're from? You need to let Esther tell you what God has shown her. Don't brush her off. God may be trying to reach you and her family. She belongs to God. In Jesus' name.
Sarah?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The request is healing for emotional hurt.
Yes.
And salvation.
Healing from emotional hurt.
That's for her family.
Let me tell you, the best way to heal from emotional hurt is to focus those hurts on Christ.
Yes.
Christ died to bear our hurt, to bear our pain, and to bear our burden. You can't handle it. You must give it to Christ. You must forgive where the source of the hurt. The Bible, I've been reading the Bible for 30 years, 40 years, 5 years. I've never read in the Bible where it says forgive and forget. Don't start, Lisa. I never read the Bible where it says forgive and forget. I read where it says forgive.
Yes.
I never read where it says forget.
Uh-uh.
We don't have the ability to forget.
Amen.
God does. We don't.
Amen.
We need God to take it away from us.
Hallelujah.
To minimize it so it is of no use to us.
Yes.
We need God to shrink it in our spirit and take it away. We don't have the ability on our own to forget. That only God can do that.
Yes.
But you do have the ability to forgive.
Yes.
And to not hold it against them.
Yes.
Because if you don't want to forget, and if you're taking notes on what people do to you, that's unforgiveness.
Yeah.
I got a whole book on what you did. Dates, times, and what you did. So when it comes up again, I'm straight. That's unforgiveness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you cannot go into the kingdom of heaven with unforgiveness.
Amen.
Give it to God. How do I give it to God? You bear your face on God's hands. And you ask God, Lord, take this away from me. I don't want it anymore. You first have to not want it. Some people, I'm not saying this about you, but some people want to hold on because that's all I got left. If that's all you got left, you have nothing.
Right.
You have to want to let it go. And then once you want to let it go, God bless Mike, amen. Once you want to let it go, then you ask God to take it from you. And then when God is taking it from you, let it go.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And God will heal you in the process.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We have Marilyn.
She's running out of time. We got two. How many people got left, baby girl?
We got 3 prayers.
Oh, we good. We can do this.
We have Marilyn from India.
Marilyn. Marilyn from India.
Yes. The request,
I love India.
The request is for her and her daughter, Brylin.
Uh-huh.
They both have a blood disorder that is similar to sickle cell.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
The disorder is causing financial strain.
Yes.
Class
yes.
issues. Depression,
yes.
pain, frustration.
Yes.
They need financial healing.
Yes.
Assistance.
Yes.
And healing
miracles. Yes. I understand everything she just said.
Yeah.
I used to deal with someone that had sickle cell trait, and it was almost as bad as a disease.
Yeah.
It's it can be debilitating at times. Since you are a believer, what's her name?
Marilyn,
since you are a believer, in the name of Jesus, I'm telling you that your God, whom you believe in, I need you all to stretch your hands this way for Marilyn.
Marilyn and her daughter Berlin.
And Berlin. I'm going to stand up, Abigail, so let me know when you're ready. I'm going to stand up for Marilyn and Berlin. Marilyn and Berlin, I'm telling you right now, in the name of Jesus, that God can heal. God can God can create something out of absolutely nothing. God can take your little bitty teeny weeny something and create a mountain of blessings for you. You take the faith that you are now sharing with us and you allow God to build on that faith. Lord, I know you can. I don't know how you can. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you can do it because it is your will to do it. It is not your will for me to live this way. It is your will for us to have healing and deliverance. These are the prayers that you must pray, because as we're praying for you, the Bible says where there are two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, he said he would be in the midst. This family is now praying for that family, your family. And now we must be in agreement with your healing. You must be in agreement with us with your financial situation. You must be in agreement with us because we are agreeing that God will bring you and your family out. Now you must agree with us. Well, I don't see it yet. It doesn't matter. We walk by faith and not by sight. So now what you must say for things like this, Father, I thank you for what you are about to do. I thank you for what you've already done in the spirit. I thank you for my healing. Start claiming your healing. That's what I did. Start claiming your financial deliverance. That's what I did. Start claiming before you see it.
Amen.
Because if you wait until you see it to claim it, everybody know now that ain't faith, that's news. But if you claim it when it's not seen and believe it, that's faith. And God will build on your faith. I don't see it yet, but I know it's coming. I'm packing my bags. I'm getting ready because I know God will do it.
Yes.
Now that message is for believers. If you're not a believer in Christ, I got a different message for you. But for believers, if you are a sinner, don't pray that prayer because God's not listening to you. The only prayer he want to hear from you is, I repent in the name of Jesus. Once you do that, then come back and then we'll pray some more. Amen. But for you that believe this, we want the Lord's will to be done.
Hallelujah.
And I believe it is God's will that you be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. What we got now?
We have Olivia.
Uh-huh.
She needs a heart transplant. She would prefer to receive that heart without receiving surgery.
I know that's right. God can, listen, God, first of all, your faith is amazing. Your faith is incredible.
Yes.
God can either give you a brand spanking new one or rebuild the one that you already have.
Amen.
If you're like me, I tell God, I don't care how you do it, Lord. I just thank you for doing it.
Amen.
I see something opening up in the atmosphere. I see some clarity opening up. What's her name?
Olivia.
Olivia, I see something opening up for you in the spirit realm. I see something opening up. What you need to do is tell the Lord, however you do it, Lord, I'm good. And start giving God praise for what he has done in the spirit realm and what he is about to do in the natural realm. You start praising. You don't wait until you're blessed to praise him. You praise him because your faith tells you that I am already blessed in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. And we are praying with you and for you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You know what I do? When I get sick, I lay hands on myself.
Yes.
Whatever's aching, whatever's bothering me, whatever's out of joint, I'm laying hands. I'm like an octopus. I'm all over the place. I'm laying hands on whatever is necessary because my faith is there.
Hallelujah.
Lay hands on that heart in the name of Jesus. A stroke. What's his name? What's uncle's name?
Ralph.
La itotrachanias, la rosaria tu ni hechayo. La ikatonsia, let the faith of the righteous be poured out on
Ralph.
La coticia, let the faith of the righteous be poured out on Ralph. Let the faith of the righteous be poured out on Ralph. Let the faith of the righteous be poured out on Ralph for his healing, his deliverance. Let the faith of the righteous cover him. Let the faith of the righteous, are y'all hearing what God is saying? Not Ralph's faith, but the faith of the righteous be poured out. He may not be there yet. He may not be where you are yet, but let your faith be poured out on him for his healing and his deliverance. Let the faith of the righteous, that's what God said, let the faith of the righteous be poured out on him. We are praying for you, Ralph, and the faith of the righteous will be poured out on you.
Amen.
If somebody can get in this atmosphere and maybe lay hands on him, where he is, and where he lays, and where he sits, anoint that area, and lay hands, and let God do what God does.
Amen.
Amen. Are we done? I pray for those of you online. I pray that this prayer blessed you, and God willing, we'll see you, amen, in Hawaii.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.